Why wait for tomorrow's newspaper or news at 11 when you can get news now?
This is South Florida's news leader,
News Radio 610.
7:33 on News Radio 610. I'm Michael Hiplin, and here are the stories we're following. Impeachment hearings continue at this time. Today, independent counsel Ken Starr laid out his evidence against President Clinton before the House Judiciary Committee's impeachment hearing. Starr accuses the president of misusing his authority and power to impede civil and criminal cases against him. Just a few minutes ago, Boca Democrat Robert Wexler got into a heated dispute with Starr over whether or not his investigators treated Monica Lewinsky rudely and threatened her with a lengthy jail sentence if she did not talk with investigators.
Mr. Starr, I did not ask you about the legality of the actions of your agents. All I asked you was a factual question. Did your agents or did they not threaten Ms. Lewinsky with 27 years in prison? It's either yes or no, not the legality.
I know what Ms. Lewinsky has said. I would have to conduct an interview with my agents to know what the position of the office is.
Meanwhile, the hearings continue at this time. The verdict in a racially charged Liberty City murder trial will not be announced until tomorrow morning. It was sealed tonight in light of racial unrest and looting that occurred at Scott's Market 2 years ago. The store's owner shot his black employee, Charles Nelson, 8 times during an argument. Prosecutors say deadly force was not necessary. This is South Florida's only station for news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. News Radio 610.